Well, it's a mutual appreciation society. I was going to say Pat, you got some interesting information when we said we were having Eric on.
Well, yeah, a text comes in and says, you know, Eric Nystrom's still pretty popular with the female hockey fans in Calgary as we still talk about his striptease video from years ago. So you've left an impression on the female listeners.
That thing's still getting talked about. I mean, will that thing just die already?
I'm not so sure, but I believe you were the first real hockey player involved with a viral video in that case.
That thing, I wish I would have been, in the social media world when that thing started. That thing blew up huge, but I think that was a little before all that type of stuff.
Eric, the Preds are off to a great start, 6-1-2 on the season. I have to ask you about the change at coach, and this is a case of not necessarily an improvement or anything, because everybody has all the respect in the world for Barry Trotz, and he was there for so long. But Peter Laviolette's come in, and he seems to have you guys on his page early on. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes when you change things up, it just shakes things up a little bit, and a little different philosophy, is always a good thing. And I think we've really adapted well to the changes that he's made, and he's got us playing hard, and he's a great motivator, and I think it's been a really good start for us.
What's the if you had to put your finger on one thing or one philosophy, is there a big change between Trotz and Laviolette when it comes to how he wants you to play the game?
Well, I think if you look at it, first off is that we added some new guys, a few more veteran guys with Roy, Ribeiro, Neil, and Jokinen. So we definitely have had a little, more NHL personnel, but we've just been implementing more of a shot mentality and a little more aggressive on the forecheck, and it's been working for us.
With Eric Nystrom of the Nashville Predators in town to take on the Calgary Flames tomorrow, Pat.
Well, and Eric, you talk about now this is your second season with the Predators, and last year, you didn't have as much offensive depth as it seems you do now. Is it pretty noticeable on a game to game basis? Just all those faces in there that can maybe give you a little bit more wave after wave.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely have a deeper team from top to bottom with those additions, and that's definitely helped. I think that we've had a lot of guys contribute early on from all the lines, and that's really helped have a balanced attack and been able to win some games early in the season. Our back end's been really strong, and obviously Pekka being healthy is huge for our team. He's such a great player, and he's a great goalie, and missing him last year was a big part of why we didn't make the playoffs, but he's back and healthy. That's huge for us.
Well, tell me about a couple of the players that you play with up front. James Neal is a big offseason acquisition for the Predators, and we know him as a pure sniper, but now you play with him every single game. What kind of player is James Neal?
I think we haven't had that type of a dynamic player. We certainly didn't have that last year. He's a big body. He's got a great shot, and he plays both ends of the ice, and he competes really hard. He's not one of those guys that kind of you see floating around out there. Like, he's committed to playing hard every night, and he's got a knack around the net, and he's been a huge addition for us, and he's been a leader, and we're happy to have him.
How fun to watch is young Philip Forsberg?
Oh, this guy, I don't even – some of the things he does, I don't even understand how he does it. He's got incredible skill. His shot, he's got a great release on his shot, and, he's super, super skilled, and he's matured a lot physically too. That's from last year to this year. I think I've noticed that the most. And he's playing with Nealer and Ribs right now, and he's got some unbelievable skill and talent. And I think he's leading our team in points right now, so that's always a bonus.
Sky's the limit for a guy like him.
Yeah, he's got such potential, and I still think he's adjusting to the game a little bit. It's the physical side of the game, but at the same time, from where he was last year to where he is now is night and day, and he's only going to continue to improve. And I mean, you can't teach the stuff that he does with the puck. He I don't know, some of the things he flips his stick over and plays the other way. Sometimes he's got toe drags. He's pretty gifted.
Eric Nystrom of the Nashville Predators, our guest, is the Preds in town to take on the Calgary Flames tomorrow. You mentioned Pekka Rinne. If you don't mind, I'd just like to circle back a little bit to that. You've had the luxury of playing in front of some very good goalies. What does a, I know it's confidence, but what is it about the better goalies that, that allow a team to take chances, or is it something they do, their presence? How would you describe, you know, a Pekka? You played in front of Mika Kiprusoff in his prime. I mean, these are special guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you necessarily take chances, but you know that they're going to make those saves that they need to make night in and night out. You know, that's huge. You know, you don't question whether, you know, what's going to happen tonight when the first shot goes on him or something like that. But he always makes the saves that he's supposed to make. And then at the same time, he makes those incredible ones where you wonder, how did he even do that? And that definitely gives you confidence as a team, knowing every night that you can go in and win because your back end is so solid and you have a guy like that in the pipes and he competes so hard, even in practice. He works so hard and you know, there's a reason why he's a great goalie, because he puts the work in and he's fun to watch, and you know, I'm glad he's on our team.
It's similar to Kiprusoff at all? I mean, both are Finnish goaltenders. And I guess you probably played with Kari Lehtinen as well, too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I played with all the Finnish guys, and I played with Backstrom.
Yeah,
and
Backstrom, too. Yeah.
What's in the water up there? Pekka, Kipper was so athletic, but Pekka's a big guy. Like, he's very tall. He's got that long body that, you know, you don't see much in the net. And, you know, Kipper was a little different. He was so athletic and would make those crazy, you know, acrobatic saves. Pekka's more positionally sound, but at the same time, he's so quick and big. He's just a good package for a goaltender.
And I guess the other guy I want to ask you about, you know, everybody here just salivates over, you know, the thought of a Shea Weber. Now that you've had a couple years, what distinguishes him? What makes Shea Weber a special player in your eyes, Eric?
Speak of the devil, he's right here.
There you go.
he's a monster. He eats up big minutes, and when he's out there, you just know something good's gonna happen, or you know that something bad isn't gonna happen. He's so solid back there, and obviously with the shot that he possesses, he's always a threat, and he scored one last night. I mean, the puck goes in and out of the net before you can even see it. But you know, he plays in all situations. He's so strong, even like and when we do the physical testing, like, he's just an incredible athlete, not even hockey-wise. He's just a freak of nature, the guy, and he's a beast out there.
We were talking about this before you came on a little earlier about, you know, the entire look of this Nashville blue line and how it might stack up against the rest of the league. We know about Weber, but Yossi's a solid player. Seth Jones is a top five pick. Volchenkov has been in this league a long time. I mean, how comfortable are you in what this team is able to throw out on the back end every single night?
Oh, it's so solid, and they're all young and developing and getting better. You know, even from last year to this year, all the guys have improved. You know, we got guys with another year of experience under their belt, and we have a lot of guys that guys around the league don't even know about. You know, because we don't get that much attention, which is nice at times. But our back end has been so solid, and they've been contributing offensively, and they're solid defensively, and. You know, we have a really strong team, and we've had a strong start, but we still got a long way to go still.
It's funny you mention that, you know, a lot of guys across the league won't know about a lot of players just because there's not as much publicity. What about you? Was that kind of the same thing for you when you got to Nashville? You didn't know how good certain players were?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I played against them a lot just over the years playing in the West, and I knew the kind of style that they had. But, you know, you're not familiar with too many players. And when you get them on your team, you know, you really can see, like, you know, stuff that you don't see when you play against teams. But, you know, we definitely fly under the radar, and I think that's a good thing. And sometimes, you know, getting a lot of media hype or, you know, just having things blown out of proportion by that can be a distraction. But, we have a lot of guys that you wouldn't know about but are really, really, really solid hockey players.
Anybody surprised you? They're like, whoa, that guy's way better than I thought he was?
Well, I never played too much against Volchenkov, but this guy is just killing guys. He's laying some monster hits, and he will block any shot. And then, you know, we have a guy like Craig Smith up front who tied for our team league in points last year, but he's kind of an unheralded name, young guy who's, you know, a good player who can put it in the back of the net that is just not talked about much. But you know, we have a lot of guys like that.
With Eric Nystrom and the Nashville Predators. All right, a couple more for us, and one I want to put you on the spot because I said before, you're still a very popular ex-Flame. Not so much on January 24th, though, when you set a new Nashville record scoring four goals. Now, I want to ask you, because if I have my math right, sir, twice in your career you've had four-point games. And that one, and Nashville didn't win that game. The other one you had a four-point game was in Vancouver on April 5th of, I believe, 2008. And one of your assists, two goals, two assists, one of the assists was on Iggy's 50th that year. Which is the bigger four-point night for you, Eric?
Oh, well, obviously the other one. I think we won like 8-2 or something in Vancouver. That was a win. They're both special nights, but you know, assisting on Iggy's 50th goal, it was like the last 10 minutes of game 82. It was the last game of the season. So, you know, Iggy was going with every other line, like every other shift, trying to get him the 50th goal. And I was walking in. I mean, I basically had a breakaway, and I was just looking for Iggy. And finally, I think a couple Canucks defenders collided, and Iggy just was just in the back door, and I just split him, and he buried it. That was really exciting to be a part of something like that. I think I was like the third. I had 4.9. I think I was the third star of that game because it was like Trevor Linden's last game in Vancouver.
Yep.
And Jerome scored his 50th. So I was like, I have 4.9. I think I couldn't even get the first star. But they were both very special nights, you know, to come back here and have a four goal game. That was just one of those games where the stars aligned and it was crazy. But they're both very special nights.
Listen, always good to catch up with you. Always nice to see you when you come to town. Continued success with the Predators. Off to a great start. Eric, thanks for spending some time with us today.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.